The state Supreme Court in California has ruled that cities and counties in that state have the power to ban gun shows on their fairgrounds and other public property. Yesterday's ruling is expected to encourage many localities in California to adopt laws that ban gun sales on government-owned property. Critics say they'll take their case to the federal courts and argue that gun shows are forums for free speech. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The question before California's high court in a pair of cases involving Alameda and Los Angeles counties was simple and relatively narrow. Do counties have the right to ban gun sales on county-owned fairgrounds? By a vote of 6-1, the California justices said the counties can ban such sales, thus upholding county laws passed in 1999. In effect, the high court ruled that the county laws do not conflict with a state law that allows gun shows on public property. Spokesmen for both sides of the gun control debate disagreed on the significance of the state Supreme Court's decision. Dennis Hennigan, legal director of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence in Washington, D.C., applauded the ruling.
It is a very strong statement that under California law, localities have broad powers to regulate firearms. It is also a statement that localities need not be compelled to have their taxpayers subsidize gun shows on public property.
Chuck Michel is an attorney and spokesman for the National Rifle Association in California. He says the national significance of the ruling is zero.
The laws in California are very, very specific and very, very unique to this state when it comes to regulating these types of shows. The precedent was strictly based on California law. So no other state is going to be able to look at this particular decision and draw any conclusions from it, because every other state's laws are different.
But Dennis Hennigan of the Brady Center sees the decision as a defeat for the gun industry. He says pro-gun groups such as the NRA use their clout in state legislatures to preempt strong local gun control laws. And California is a bellwether, says Hennigan, because gun control laws gain momentum at the local level.
An example is the assault weapon ban. Many local California jurisdictions began in the early 1990s to enact local assault weapon bans. That led and strengthened support for the first statewide ban on assault weapons by California. And in 1994, we saw a federal ban on assault weapons enacted.
The California High Court's decision is not so broad as to say that counties can ban gun sales on private property, but opponents of the decision fear that that's exactly where gun control advocates are headed. They're looking for a ruling on the larger constitutional question that's already before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Gun advocates argue that banning gun shows violates equal protection and free speech and association rights. Donald Kilmer represented one of the parties that sponsored gun shows in Alameda County.
If we start telling people when they can congregate on county property and when they can't congregate on county property, depending upon what it is they want to do, assuming that what they want to do is legal, then we got some serious problems. We're heading down a path that I don't want to go.
And it's those constitutional questions, says Kilmer, that lie at the real heart of the legal dispute over banning gun shows. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.